News release. City of Thorold. As election voting letters reach Thorold residents, City of Thorold is encouraging anyone who received more than one letter to hold on to both copies. Municipalities across Ontario receive their voters list from the Municipal Property Assessment Corporation, MPAC. Due to an error in how the municipal and school board election voter list was transferred, Ontario municipalities are seeing some residents receive two letters. Thorold City staff are currently addressing each of the duplications. All duplications will be corrected in advance of the online voting period, affirming that each eligible voter will only have one active PIN number that will work for voting. For instances where two voter letters were issued to one individual, one voter letter will be deactivated, resulting in that PIN number becoming unusable. Residents who received a duplicate voter letter should keep both copies, with the knowledge that one of them will not work at the time of online voting. Residents are asked to refrain from providing their voter letters to anyone but city clerk staff. We apologize for any confusion that duplicate letters may have caused residents, said Matthew Trenum, city clerk. We encourage anyone who has questions about internet voting or their voter letters to contact the clerk's department or utilize one of the available help centers between October 11 and 22. If a resident wishes to have a new voter letter issued, they can bring their voter letters to City Hall during business hours before 4:30 p.m. on October 24, 2022. Or visit one of the city's help centers between October 11 and 22, 2022. Issuing a new voter letter will immediately deactivate any previously sent voter letters. Should a resident receive a voter letter addressed to a previous occupant of their home, they should mark the envelope with "moved" and return it to City Hall by mail or by dropping it off in person. This information will be corrected in the voter list as soon as the clerk's department receives the letter. If a resident requires a change to their voter notification information, they will need to complete a form in person at City Hall.